Time now for Extension Today on WIFM. Extension Today presented by Surrey, Wilkes, and Yadkin County Farm Bureau. North Carolina Farm Bureau has been actively promoting farm and rural issues since 1936. Now, Extension Today with Danny Hall.
Welcome to Extension Today on WIFM. Pleased to welcome to our program from the Surrey County Cooperative Extension Service, Joanna Radford. Good morning, Joanna.
Good morning, Danny.
Trust you're doing well today.
I'm doing good. I hope you are.
I am indeed. Pleasure to chat with you, Joanna. I hope you have something pretty exciting to talk about for us today.
Oh, we're very excited. We would like to talk a little bit about our FNET program.
Okay. Well, maybe we could start with you telling me what the FNET program is.
Yes, because we have so many acronyms with Extension, but FNEP, it's E-F-N-E-P, okay, stands for Extension Food and Nutrition Education Program.
Ooh.
So that's a mouthful in itself,
yeah.
So we just shorten it by calling it FNEP.
Yeah.
And that program is a community-based program. It's a hands-on program.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, it's educational, and it helps families with limited financial resources. We hold classes throughout the year on how to eat healthier meals on a budget, improve food safety, increase physical activity, and connect with community resources to improve food access. And all the programs that we offer through this is absolutely free to the participants.
Terrific. So the FNEP program, and Joanna, I understand that you have a new member of Extension that we get a chance to chat with today. Let me ask you this. Is that new member involved in the FNEP program education?
Yes. We are so excited. We've been a year without this educator, and we have Abigail Moore that has joined our team. She is the adult educator. We do have a youth educator as well here in the county. We're very fortunate for that. But Miss Abigail is only, I guess, focusing on adult education, which is interesting because it also involves families, and that involves, you know, all ages, really.
Oh, so, sure. Yeah.
But yes, I have her with me here today.
Terrific. Well, let's talk with Abigail Moore then.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning, Abigail. It's a pleasure to chat with you. How are you today?
I'm doing wonderful. How are you this morning, Dan?
Doing great. Thank you very much. Welcome to the Extension Today program, and welcome to Cooperative Extension. Abigail, what we like to do with a new member of Extension is give you an opportunity to let people know a little bit about you, maybe your journey in life, how you came to be at Extension.
Sure. My name is Abigail, and I'm 28.
Mm-hmm.
I've lived in Surrey County my whole life. I have a background in education. Free time. I enjoy being outside. I enjoy going on a good backpacking trip. I enjoy hiking. I also enjoy collecting vinyl. I really appreciate a good record, and I enjoy going to hunt and find a good record at an antique store or estate sale, things like that.
You might want to visit Danny Hall's basement then, because I have quite a collection of vinyl myself after many years in this business.
I can imagine.
So how did you choose this path, Abigail, for Extension?
Well, you know, I have a really big place in my heart for supporting the community I live in, and
mm-hmm.
you know, giving back to people who poured into me at one time. So, I'm excited for this opportunity to be able to kind of support my community as an adult now. You know, as an educator.
Yeah.
You know, kind of give back to where it all started.
That's wonderful. Our guest at the moment, Abigail Moore. She's a new member of the Extension Program for the Surrey County Cooperative Extension Service. All right. So, Joanna, at the top of this show, talked a little bit about the FNEP, and that is your area of expertise. So, Abigail, talk to us about the benefits of participating in the program, if you will.
Sure thing. So part of my position here at the Extension office is I get to hold classes, I get to hold programs, and those programs are geared towards how to help other people prepare healthy, balanced meals, how to reduce their disease risk, and also how to encourage them to make healthier choices in their home for their families. It's a very valuable program for things like incorporating smart food budgeting and lots of hands-on experience, hands-on learning with different cooking techniques and different dishes and recipes, and essentially helps people eat better and spend less and live healthier.
Does it, Abigail, does it involve some kind of classes or seminars, or do you just kind of a one-on-one thing, or how does it work?
It does. It does. So people can come to the Extension office and sign up for a class that might pique their interest. You know, maybe it might be about seasonal produce, or it might be about you know, couponing and budgeting at the grocery store. And if that seems like something that's their jam and that's something they would like to apply to their household, they can come and I'll offer that class and they can attend for free.
What's the best way if they want to talk to Abigail more about the FNEP program? What would be a great way to do that? How do they get in touch with you?
Absolutely, yeah. So I'm actually located at the Extension office here in Dobson. And most of the time, you can either sign up online or you can show up to our office and do it that way as well in person.
Terrific. Abigail Moore, welcome to the program. Great to chat with you. And of course, I hope we have many more chats on down the line. Pleasure. And I hope you have a great rest of the day. And I do think Joanna Radford wanted to share with us a little bit about the farmers market coming up, too.
All right. Thank you so much, Dan. And here's Joanna.
Thank you.
Hi, Danny.
Yes, Joanna, let's talk about the Surrey County Farmers Market. I know we're not that far away.
Oh, they are gearing up right now. Actually, Thursday, March the 19th, is their vendor meeting.
Mm-hmm.
So that is an opportunity if you would like to grow, sell what you grow at this farmers market. And I say the farmers market, Surrey County Farmers Market, but there's actually three markets that's involved.
Yeah.
But that is a meeting that you could attend. If you miss that meeting, no big deal. You can still turn in your application and be well on your way to selling produce when the market opens, which is very, very soon. Mm-hmm. They're going to be opening mid-April.
Okay.
And there's three markets. Mount Airy Market is on Fridays from 9 till 12.
Mm-hmm.
And that is going to be at kind of downtown Mount Airy and at 232 West Independence Boulevard in Mount Airy. It's a big vacant parking lot, so
yes,
there's plenty of room to have a lot of vendors and customers there. And Saturdays is in Elkin from 9 to 12 mm-hmm. at 226 North Bridge Street.
Yep.
And that's at the same place that it's always been. It's a very nice shelter there.
Absolutely.
That folks can walk under even if in bad weather
mm-hmm.
when it's raining.
Yeah.
And then the last one is the Pilot Mountain Farmers Market, which will be on Saturdays as well, but it's from 3 to 6. So if you miss the one in Elkin in the morning, you can hop over to Pilot in the afternoon and catch that from 3 to 6. And that one is located at 300 South Key Street in Pilot.
So all these, Joanna, are going to be opening around mid-April. Is that correct?
Mid-April, the 17th and 18th is when their start date is.
People have questions for you. What would be a good number to contact you at the office, Joanna?
They can call us here at the office at 336-401-8025.
Joanna Radford, along with Abigail Moore, thank you so much for joining us today. I hope you ladies have a great rest of the day, and I look forward to talking with both of you on Down the Line here on Extension Today.
Thanks, Danny. You have a great day.
And folks, thanks for joining us for Extension Today here on WIFM.
Extension Today on WIFM presented by Surrey, Wilkes, and Yadkin County Farm Bureau. Join us again next time for Extension Today on WIFM.